It's a going.
It is indeed a going. Lively pre-show this evening.
Chock full of stuff.
And still no one was jumping into here.
As Joe would say, it's all in the $100 tier. Gotta pay the big Patreon money to get the back through, you know, the super behind the scenes.
Right.
Sluggo is in for the win.
Nice.
Not even the old man. Man.
Yeah.
He's blowing us off.
Well,
the oldest of men.
We are like 8 minutes late. You can't expect people to just hang on and wait for.
Well, yeah. What, I think he passed out. Like, he was so tired that it's just.
Probably.
He fell asleep.
I mean, you started talking about football. I almost did, so.
Yeah. It could happen at any minute. I hear you.
Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party. All right, let's get this roll. We got a new thing to talk about, so.
What?
There's a new character.
Oh, right on. I'm ready.
Okay. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 440th big episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I got Ian, I got Ray here. How's it going?
Good.
A plus.
Ooh. In my world, my neighbor is apparently having some concrete work done in the back of his house. So every morning, every part of our circle is filled with trucks. And I can barely squeeze my tiny little Prius around to even get out of my driveway. It's very annoying.
It sounds terrible, to be honest.
I am amused to see what happens tomorrow when the garbage truck comes. And what the battle will be between the garbage truck guys and the cement mixer guys. So, I don't know. This week of 10/23 through 10/30. I almost went to the Spirit Halloween store the other day just because I haven't been there in a couple years. Because, you know, it popped back up again. So maybe I'll still do that this week.
You just decided not to go.
Yeah, I drove by it and went, I should go in. And then I didn't. But I might change my mind and go back.
Interesting. Tell me how that plays out.
Okay. Last time I was in one was when it was in the Amazon store that was downtown, because I could just walk there during work hours.
Right on.
But you know, now it's back out to good old Hills Plaza, where it rightfully belongs.
Oh. Okay, it does belong out there. That's fair.
Yeah. All right. In your 7-day 4-star crash. Oh, the Titans. This week you got the 2099 Spider-Man versus Vulture. Did you bite your way to victory?
I have not explored that yet. So I'm sad that for the third week in a row, I will be forced to throw ISO into a character so that I can probably be more successful than I would be otherwise.
Well, what do you...
So, yeah.
Oh, 188. You might be able to get it done.
Yeah, you got it.
With 188. Fully covered?
He's a 454 at 188, yeah.
I'll look into it.
Yeah, I think you're good.
All right. Well, I'll look into it. I'll be optimistic. Bites the way to go, I hear.
Next week looks like it is Nothing Moves the Blob versus the Juggernaut. The Irresistible Force versus the Immovable Object.
I don't know if I'll be as successful there.
Yeah.
Well, especially since, as we know in the comics, Juggernaut would win that fight 100% of the time.
Right.
So, but in this case, hopefully the Blob can lead me to victory. In Story World, again, with the MPQ versus Zombies, I suppose we could just cover this here. In the, what do you call it? Contest, I guess it is. Whatever you would like to say. Why do I not have my... Where's my Windows?
Oh, the Community Challenge?
Yes, that's the Zombie Slayer Challenge. That's what it's called. We are currently in Tier 4.
Woohoo!
With a score of 147.3 million. 200 million points is needed for us to get that 3-star Space Stone support.
So I just loaded that page. We're 4 million more than what you said.
Oh, okay. I loaded this page, I don't know, an hour or two ago. And just have left it up on my screen, so.
Just under 53 million to go. I don't know, almost 3/4 of the way there. How long do we have?
It does say here. I think to the 30th, I believe.
Ooh.
So you got a week left.
Okay. Maybe.
Because they have announced the winners of week 1 and week 2. The week 3 winner says it ended on the 23rd. So that's today. Week 4 winner says it covers the 24th to the 30th. So there you go. In the fight for your right to Wakanda, That'll get you Magneto, Thanos, some Mephisto shards. Placement is Lizard and some Mr. Sinister. In the PvP world, there's an anniversary season going on. In the Shield Simulator, it's Aunt May, Devpool, and Devil Dino. It's one of those elusive, once-a-year Devil Dino covers.
Sure.
And then Assassin for Hire is running. That is Elektra with some Red Hulk. Placement is Reptil and Cersei. We got a new character that had no clue and just kind of got thrown out there.
Ooh, surprise character.
Yeah. And the surprise being that it's another two-star. Uh-oh. And the double surprise being another Ghost Rider that I have never heard of.
Oh, so tell this me more. Is, which one is it? Is it Dan Ketch finally?
It is Alejandra Jones.
Poor Dan Ketch.
Yeah.
And also,
someday.
If you have done all of the Herpaderp, the dupe codes, you can get one of these characters today, even though it doesn't come out until tomorrow. Hmm. It already added her to my roster, so that was interesting.
Herpaderp dupe code?
Yeah, the dupe decoder. I like to call him Herpaderp. Dupe. You know, those codes you type in?
I know the character dupe, yes.
One of the codes gives you this character.
Okay, I still don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't get this character?
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Of course not. I don't type nothing into nowhere. Have you met me?
It wasn't the still surfing one. It was, I think, the one after that, the immolate one.
Oh, well, that clears everything up.
Yep.
The code for was immolate in the MPQ social / decoder. If you type that in there, you will get this new character.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember typing codes in previously.
Okay, did you get the one that says surfing since 1968?
And again, I have no idea what you mean.
I'm just telling you what the codes are. They were Quandary, Limitless, Surfing Since 1968, Immolate, and Wildcard.
Okay, some of those sound familiar.
Okay, yeah, if you go into the Discord, look for a post from Daiches? D-A-I-C-H-E-S, yes.
Yeah, I know who Daiches is.
Okay, well, that will give you all the codes you need. One of them gives you this new character.
Okay, I'll go check it out.
The old man says it's now pinned. So, there you go.
Oh, that'll make it easy.
All right, so let's talk about this character. The Black Power is called Sin Eater. 8 black. Deal 123 damage, doubled if the enemy has dealt damage in the last turn. Creates a 3 Sin Eater countdown tile, overriding any previous friendly Sin Eater countdown tiles, which, while on the board, increases the AP cost of the target enemy's abilities by 4. Well, that's a pretty good jump. As it goes up in level, just the damage goes up. So, boy, that power could be a 1 then. Because the damage doesn't get that crazy. Even at max level, it's only 1,400 damage. But making their AP cost increase by 4, now that's useful.
Yeah, not bad.
All right. Yellow, Guardian de Almas. Yellow passive. If Ghost Rider were to be downed by 39 or less damage, it is ignored. At the start of her turn, if she's under 39 health, she heals for 270. As you go up in level, these numbers go up at 144. It's if she's down by 255 or less, it is ignored, and it will be healed for 1752. If you are at level 144 with level 5 in that power, it's healed for 3360. It's kind of a niche little power. If she's almost, only mostly dead, she will survive and heal herself up. And then the red power, Scythe the Chaff. Deal 250 damage increased by 150% if the person is targeted by a Sin Eater countdown tile. As you go up in level, the damage increases up to max of, it looks like, 2897 for 7 red.
I mean, I guess that's not bad for a 2-star.
Yeah. Let's see. Deadpool versus MPQ, which will be coming up starting tomorrow, it now tells me. Which says, PvE Deadpool run number 54. Apparently they've been keeping track of how often they run these. Running the 24th to the 27th. Covers in low tier rewards, event store tokens, and placement. Honor Among Thieves, PvE, what is that, EP13 run 44? I don't know. 3-day 2-star Ghost Rider first playable second event. Running the 28th to the 31st. Covers and low tier rewards event tokens. She's got covers and event tokens in the Real McCoy versus. And it looks like her versus is going to be called Hot Rod. Run number 1. So there you go.
Nice.
October 27th to the 30th. Covers in tier rewards, event store tokens, and placement. In the Ghost Rider and Friends Vault. Running the 24th to the 28th. There is a ascended version, a 4-star ascended version.
Of course there is.
Of course there is in that vault. And 3 other 4-stars, as well as a Johnny Blaze cover. And it looks like the store is called the Burning Rubber Legendary Store, running the 24th to the 7th. 25% chance to get some 2-star, 3-star, and 4-star characters, one of which being Ghost Rider Alejandra Jones. So what's it say? Oh, I always love this. 40% chance for 3-star characters, 25% chance for 4-star characters, 10% chance for 5-star characters, none of which are in the list of characters you can get. I don't know why they do that. Is it just a random 5-star then, maybe?
I guess.
I don't know. But there you go. If anybody knows anything about Ghost Rider characters, this is a new one. Never heard of this character before. It sounds like she existed between Johnny Blaze and Robbie Reyes, from what I was able to look up about this person. That's the news. We talked about the contest, and there you go, new character. Hey, we got Trump coming to town Saturday. I'll make sure to instead be at my house playing D&D, hopefully.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Nice. sounds like a solid plan.
That's my plan for Saturday, so but we'll see.
I mean, that was the plan, you know, long before this was scheduled.
Right. Yeah, and it's still my plan. Because I don't need to see Trump in person. That's okay. I'm good. Unless he's going to put me on a TV show and tell me I'm fired. Then I'm on board. But besides that, not so much.
Yep. I feel like your plans will nearly mirror my plans when I found out that J.D. Vance was coming to town.
Oh,
my
he's going to your town?
He already was. They were at the Liberty Arena, where we saw professional wrestling.
Ooh. He is not as awesome as Black Jesus.
He is not. He does not rock in the way that Black Jeez rocks.
That is true. Black Jeez was amazing. I loved that guy.
It really was. That was a special part of that evening. That was a heck of a character.
He was super entertaining. Soon. Yeah, he was worth the price of admission. That and my picture of me and Sabu.
Yeah, you did enjoy that.
That was also worth the price of admission for me. Nice. I got to bend myself sideways and point my finger in the air, Sabu style. It was glorious. All right, let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny, Gwen hits the road.
All right, let's talk about 3-star Spider-Gwen Spider-Verse Edition. Friendly, multiversal spider friends. Gwen uses her portal watch to briefly draw a jibba-jabba.
Okay, then.
Sorry, I started it just to draw. Create one random web tile for each tile color that does not contain a special tile, web tiles accepted, rounded down. Great. That scales up to create 2 web tiles. And the AP cost is 2 less.
You see, if there's tiles that aren't tiles but are other kinds of tiles, then you can make those tiles.
I didn't care for any of it, but I was already on board, so I'm just going to ride this one out and see what Graceful Power does. Cost yellow AP, 8 of them, and it deals 446 damage, ignoring protect tiles and stunning the opponent for 1 turn for every 15 web tiles on the board. This scales up to 1,271 damage, and 266 is 4,879 damage. Great. Drum solo. Always playing the drums. Good to have a hobby, I suppose. 8 red AP. Deal 144 damage plus another hit for every 2 web tiles on the board. Maximum of 8 hits. That passive, for each other Spider-Verse member on the team, Gwen gains 42% match damage. And let's see, that power scales up to 1,386 damage. So, yeah, that's something. That was a real hard read for me on the first one. So I'm just going to say 355 because I'm angry at friendly multiversal spider friends.
Well, you have stumbled upon the most used according to the internet.
Sweet! My irrational distaste for things finally paid off.
My build, which is the second most used.
Oh.
As opposed to Craig's build, which is the one of the least used. But really, I just use the 355 to make web tiles. I just use that for the puzzle gauntlets and wherever you need to make web tiles.
Okay.
You would think Infinity Wars Spider-Man would probably be good.
Yeah.
But he's really not, because he, anytime he gets hit, he destroys like half the web tiles on board.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He will not help as much as one would think. Yeah.
So I generally use her, 2099, and Miles Morales.
Right.
So you're saying she teams up well with One Star Venom?
I don't think I said that.
Totally.
Well, I mean, you know, like a 4-star Ascended One Star Venom, so he could just do boatloads of damage.
Oh, Ascended. I don't know.
For web tiles on the board?
Yeah.
So that's Spider-Gwen, Spider-Verse, 3-star rarity. That's what Sunny and Zand are.
Thanks. Willie. Does Willie have a mailbag?
So I would say there's not much in the mailbag, but what we've got in there is going to make up for the lack of number. Turns out it is the North Carolina State Fair is up on us. Ian, grab a napkin and possibly a bottle of Tums. It is time for a round of dope or...
Nice.
I was going to say, I have both of those things on my desk, so I'm ready.
So we got a few things on the list here. He says there's a small but crazy handful of the 72 new foods this year. First is a dilly dog, a tangy dill pickle stuffed with an all-beef hot dog fried in panko batter until golden brown.
No.
Try it with peanut butter.
No.
I don't know if I'll dive right into the peanut butter, but I would say I would wait in no more than a 12-person line for one of those.
That is an interesting new scale you've started.
Yeah, is that the new scoring scale? Is how many people might be willing to wait for it?
Yeah. Well, it's because it's so obviously delicious. I was just, that's to let you know how delicious it is.
I'll have to admit my ignorance here. I do not know what panko batter is.
Panko breadcrumbs? Yeah.
So it's like
panko. It's Japanese breadcrumbs. You make a batter out of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very crunchy.
So just to be clear, is that dope or...
The first one? So dope sounding.
Okay, just want to be sure. The second one is honey butter matzo dog. Mozzarella cheese rolled in homemade batter with panko, then deep fried, drizzled with honey butter sauce.
That's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm really having a hard time with this one. I'm going to read it a second time to let it all soak in because I'm just not...
Yeah, I mean...
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, right. It's instant death for me, so, you know, I'm right there.
It's enough. Like I could feel my stomach grinding when Gray was reading the description. But I want to like something like that. I just know that I can't. And realistically, that honey butter sauce doesn't sound good. It sounds overly sweet.
Oh, okay, I get that.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not something.
So that means you're not even gonna wait in a 0-person line for that one.
No, that's a walk past.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, third, we have a Mexican street corn potato. This is baked potato stuffed with Mexican street corn, topped with cilantro and lime.
I mean, like, from the title and then moving forward, like, you had me double hooked instantly, and then for no reason you just kept sweetening the pot. By the end of Ray's description, I was like, I would like one to go. I would like one for now, and I will buy you both one so that you're patient with me while I eat it.
Wow, okay.
That sounds amazing. I feel like I could make that. I feel like I need to make that.
I mean, I don't think there's anything in here that kills Craig, but I still don't think he's going to like it.
Is it Mexican
Everything
street
kills
corn?
Craig in Craig's defense.
Is it Mexican street corn covered in cheese?
Oh, I don't know.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Then.
And cilantro tastes like, you know, soap, so...
A little bit goes a long way, but it's good. Man, I can't wait to try that.
Okay, Monster Tots is number 4. Crispy jumbo tater tots stuffed with massive flavor. Tater tots 3 times the size of an average tot, stuffed with either buffalo chicken or bacon, cheddar, and chive fillings.
So maybe one less person line length than the Mexican street corn potato, but... My goodness. Like, I feel like the only flaw in these is that they didn't call them potato logs instead of monster tots.
Okay.
Because that would have been hilarious, at least. But these sound delicious. Especially the buffalo chicken one. I can't wait.
Sure.
Oh, the bacon cheddar does sound good, Ian. You're right. Get one of each.
Okay, number 5, I guess, is a drink. Pickle Dr. Pepper.
Uh-oh.
It is Dr. Pepper infused with pickles.
Mm.
No thank you at all.
That I would try.
Really, you'd try? That just sounds disgusting. I mean, I do hate Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Craig's going to be the brave one.
Well, I enjoy Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr. Pepper, but I can't have caffeine anymore, so I don't want it to be even...
I'm not going to spend money on that, but if someone else had spent money on that and said, here, take a sip, I think I would.
Oh, okay. You've won me back.
Okay, so we're definitely going with a... on this one.
Yeah, it's definitely that noise. After two super dopes, we needed a pickled pepper to bring us down.
Peter Piper picked peppers at Run Rock Rhymes.
Okay, the last one on the savory items. This is labeled as self-explanatory. Turducken burger. I guess it's all three meats ground up together. And Samurai's got an image there in Discord for you.
Yeah. I mean, those jalapenos are making it more appealing. But it just feels like a lot. That's another, I don't even know, it doesn't disgust me the way the one above does, but you guys are going to have to peer pressure me into this and be willing to eat a third of the burger.
No, thank you.
Otherwise, I think I would just get, an extra thing of Monster Tots.
Okay, moving on to, I think we've got two desserts now. We've got a sweet cheese pie. This is cheese stuffed pancake. Fried and dipped in sweet syrup, served hot with pistachio and chocolate syrup.
Oh. Oh, what a banger that is.
Yeah, it looks pretty good in the image, too.
Oh, man.
So that's like, looks like ground pistachio, and then you dip it in a chocolate sauce?
Yeah, you do.
Huh.
Mmm. Man. Oh, I'm salivating just thinking about it.
Wow.
It's incredible. Yeah, just serve those to me until I pass out and then serve me one more.
Sounds like we need to make a road trip, apparently, to Carolina to get Ian all fattened up here.
Seriously.
All right, and finally, the last dessert, it is a candied oatmeal pie. That's right. It's like a candied apple, but with a Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie in the middle.
That, sir, is gross.
Yeah, so...
That is straight up nasty.
Candied apple, but with a Little Debbie pie on the inside, huh?
Nobody likes candied apple.
That is the first part.
The
is also
wrongest
true.
The way to enjoy an apple is candied.
Yeah, because it hurts your teeth. It makes your face all sticky. Like, there's nothing good about it.
Nothing. Nothing good about it. There are so many right ways to enjoy an apple, and this is the wrongest, is candied. And candy, ugh. Ah, cause, I mean, yeah, why would you do it? See? Same thing. There's really no wrong way to eat a Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie, but this is the wrong way.
All right, so we've got a clear...
Gross. Shame on you. Wow, that was quite the array.
All right, so there you go. Foods from the North Carolina State Fair. Thanks, North Carolina, and thanks for Samurai.
Oh, man, what a great webpage with these excellent images. Like, you didn't even have to picture them. They were there.
What a great audience.
I was tasting them. God, I want those... street corn potatoes so bad.
All right, well, that is all that is in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
I bet somewhere at that fair we could find some, you know, delicious, like, whole barbecued pig instead. I could probably enjoy that while you're having some of these disgusting confections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Willie.
I'll support you.
All right, let's head over to the board game bracket brought to you by Your Name Here If I.
You betcha.
We have number 15 versus number 19.
Is this results?
Oh, yep, I forgot. I skipped it. Go ahead, Ray.
I need the results.
Okay, I think this was 15 versus 18?
Yes.
Okay, because last week was 14 versus 19. We had Risk versus Ticket to Ride. And what we have is a clear, decisive winner. Risk moving on to destroy your friendships.
No! Oh, my greatest and oldest nemesis strikes again. Oh, well, good luck in the next round.
Okay, so I'm emceeing this one.
Are you? I thought this was you and Craig.
I thought I had done the last two. I thought I did them.
Are you sure?
No, I'm in no way sure. Right. My memory is poor.
I was going to say, my chart says it's you and Craig, but I could be wrong. I feel like you and I went last week.
I thought I talked about life.
I think I spoke on behalf of Ticket to Ride.
Yeah, I thought I had done life and Craig talked about trouble.
Mm.
That's true. I did do the Puppet Medic.
I'm skeptical because I think I did life.
Well, either way, maybe I just commented after.
Wait, I don't think I actually did the Puppet Medic, right? I think, didn't I just chime in about how awesome it was?
I don't know. I really don't.
Now, you think you did. You most certainly did trouble, but I feel
okay.
confident that it is you, and it is Craig and Ray today.
All right, let's go.
Do you guys have a preference before I start
Ray,
emceeing?
Do you know anything about number 15?
Yeah, that's the one you always complained where you trade wheat, right? I've played it a couple of few times.
All right.
Yes.
Wood for sheep. That's all I know about that game.
Do you remember anything about 19, Craig?
Well, sure. That's a classic.
Okay. We'll let Craig go first, then we'll get rolling.
All right. Number 18, I believe Ray's correct. Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. This week on the board game bracket, we have two board games going head-to-head as usual this week. We've got Settlers of Catan versus Sorry. Let's begin with Sorry. Craig, take us home.
All right. So Sorry, this is very similar to Trouble. But instead of using the awesomeness that is the Pop-O-Matic, you are instead drawing a card, and the card will tell you what to do. But you've got your pieces. They start in your start selection. You need to get them around the board to send them home. And you can, you know, capture, I suppose, your opponent's pieces and send them back to start. It features the very awesome slide spots where if you land on the start of one of these slide things, you scoot yourself down to the other end of the slide thing, sending home any pieces, you know, that you sweep by on the go. But pretty classic game, like I said, very similar to Trouble. But there are like special cards, like the fours let you move backwards. The sevens you can split between two different pawns. Tens let you either move forward 10 or backwards 1. So sometimes those are very useful because you can, when you get out on start, if you can back up two spots, you can go straight to home. So that is a very common strategy to try and get a couple of tens, back up a couple of spaces.
If you luck out and get a four right out of home.
Yep, and then you can immediately go back home.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like you need, there's only a few cards that let you come out of your home base, like a one or a two.
Yes. Like one lets you get out, a two lets you get out and draw again.
Yes. That sounds familiar.
Yes. And then a sorry card, you can, wow, I don't know this rule. It says you can save the card for later use, which I never, don't think anyone's ever done in any of the games I've ever played. I thought you instantly had to use it to send an opponent's pawn back to start. I never heard of this rule about being able to save it.
To ambush them right before they.
Yeah, that makes it that really powerful.
Yeah, that's too cold. I don't like it.
Too cold Scorpio.
Yeah.
And then the 11 is always useful too because that's a swap places. So that's a good one to have when, you know, when someone's just about to get into home, you can swap your piece with theirs and, you know, put them at a disadvantage place, you know, probably back towards your start instead. But that's the game, Sorry. Easy to learn. You know, minutes to learn, a lifetime to master, as they say.
I think it takes a whole lifetime to master that game, but
long time classic. That's what I have this one in that special Target edition that makes it look like a book on a bookshelf.
Yep.
We've got a nice version of Sorry there.
Yes, you do.
Good game. Very much enjoy Sorry.
All right. Now, I will try to remain unbiased, but if you find yourself having huge gaps of knowledge, Ray, I will try to fill you in if I can. Ray is going to do his best to educate us about the fine board game Settlers of Catan.
All right, so what we have is Settlers of Catan. It is a resource management, trading, and building game. The goal is to reach 10 victory points. Players take turn rolling dice to determine which terrain hexes produce resources. You can then create settlements on hexes and build them into cities that match the number of the roll with the received sources. So you roll the dice, depending on what comes up, the cities and settlements around there get resources based on what resources are available in that hex. You can use resources to build roads, houses, and settlements. They can also trade resources with other players or exchange cards. So depending on what people need and what they're trying to build, you can get cheaper resources from them. Like if they have a ton of wood, but they need bricks, you can trade them some bricks for more wood than you might be able to otherwise. You could earn victory points by building settlements and cities. You can establish the longest road, establish the largest army, and earn development cards, which give you victory points as well. If you roll a 7, the player must return half of their cards to the bank if they have more than 7 cards. Also, a feature in the game, players can barter with other players to get resources they need. That is a big portion of the game. And the cost slash benefit of resources can change throughout the game depending on what resources are needed for what people need to build.
That is accurate.
So I've played it a few times. It is a fun game. It is all about resource management and trying to get the most. But you have to keep in mind like what gives you points in order to win. So, yeah, there you go. Does that sum it up? Anything left to add, Ian?
No. I mean, there's, you know, there's other many, many more details to it, but not necessary for the explanation. Most people have, other than you and Craig, most people have played it dozens, if not hundreds of times.
Yeah, I might have played it like 4 or 5 times.
But yeah, as far as resource management games go, I think it's like the king of resource management games. All right.
Also, there's several expansions for this game, as Samurai has posted in Discord.
Oh, yeah. It seems to be, I mean, they like money, so I can't fault them.
Yeah, and you can't do microtransactions on a board game.
Right. I can't fault them for that. So, yes, as always, we will be pitting Settlers of Catan against Sorry. You'll be able to vote here in the Discord. Click on the sheet for Settlers of Catan. Click on the slide for Sorry. And contact Ray any of the ways that you can contact Willie. And cast your vote that way. And we will gather them up and let you know who won next week and see how the bracket is moving forward.
So next week should be the end of round one, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I trust in you guys.
I looked ahead to see what the combo was next week, so interesting.
Nice.
I know who I'm voting for there.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I guess I'll have to wait till next week. That's what I get for being underprepared for the show.
That'll learn you.
Yeah, no, it won't.
All right.
Don't be fooled.
We're going to skip boost the characters. It's like, it's still the same.
Oh, yes. We are still in the midst of the 11th anniversary. So boosted characters are as boosted as they have been. I feel like you guys are pretty tapped into what you're feeling throughout the anniversary. As soon as we can update it, we will reactivate that little segment.
And if you want to check out the boosted characters, you can always go to puzzlewarriors3.com, click on any of the latest episodes, and look at the infographic. They're all on there.
Correct. Thank you. I love it.
Ian, how about some cold pop pop?
All right. First of all, we have
pop, pop!
Some delicious pop. This week, I have another root beer, and this is from the Three Dachshunds Brewing Company. Their old-fashioned root beer. They are from Appleton, Wisconsin, not a sponsor. And they have, so I've been enjoying this as the show has gone on. And I do love that it's made with cane sugar. It's good, but for me, it's unremarkable. Like, it's, if you were to pour this into a glass and then hand me a glass of A&W, I couldn't tell you the difference. This could just be like Heyer's root beer in a different bottle, as far as I know. Like, it's very good and very drinkable, and I do truly appreciate the cane sugar. And I do like Dachshunds, so that really takes it to the next level. I mean, you can't really taste as much dog as you would hope in a Three Dachshunds root beer, but it's quite nice. But, you know, nothing like the I Am Groot, or I Am Root, or the 1919. Those were some of my favorites thus far. But it's still very good root beer. I would never turn down a delicious Three Dachshunds root beer. Now, on to the popping or potentially popping segment. Although this week we will be talking about something that is better left unpopped because it is the versatile, brilliant little invention known as the balloon. Great for decorations, great for art, great for entertainment, below average but effective for travel.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Pretty good at keeping clogged arteries open. I mean, these things do a lot. My only real sticking point is I'm going to say no thank you to the Mylar balloons, really, and no thank you to the helium.
Yeah,
I need that for my CAT scanning
MRI
equipment.
Machines.
Yeah. So stop making your voice high-pitched and stop watching things float. It's not that cool. Just stop. Just put air in there. You find yourself having to interact with young children. You blow up a balloon, you hit it in the air and say, keep it in the air. Boom. That is an hour off your day that you don't have to worry about an activity. Low impact. You can participate as much or as little as you need. they are, you know, classic birthday,
graduation, any sort of celebration. I don't know if they can be incorporated in anything somber. I don't think I've ever seen, like, a memorial balloon. But I've also never traveled in a hot air balloon because they terrify me. But people seem to enjoy those. The balloons that you inflate and then it launches like a little rocket or something like that. Those are awesome.
Hey, don't forget the balloon animals.
Balloon animals are an art and a skill. And I go to enough kid-centric things to know the balloon animal line is never short.
True story.
It is the longest line at the fair, fighting neck and neck with face painting.
Oh, I thought I was going to like neck with monster tater tots.
No. Those are far above face painting and balloon animals. Pish posh. But yeah. So, best week's pop, none other than the world famous balloon and the Wisconsin famous Three Dots in the Brewery with their old fashioned root beer. So yeah, there you have it. Thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnify.
Yeah.
Hey, I see that Sticky Bee 13 has launched Marvel Puzzle Quest. It tells me on my screen.
I have also launched Marvel Puzzle Quest.
So Ian's got Steam open.
You betcha. Let's see where where do I keep these tokens? I've already forgotten. How do I do this? There we go. Wow. Sorry, I got lost for just a minute. I'm back. I'm on this show. I've got a vulture to go with my vulture. One fell swoop.
All right, do you want me to do my 10 before you do your gajillion?
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
All right, let's do 10 of these things. First one, Moon Girl and Devil Dino. Yondu. Captain Marvel. Miles Morales. Scorpion. There's a purple. Nova, Tadic Vault. Another purple, Agatha Harkness. Illusory Runes. Black Widow, Infinity War. I don't even know how to do that. Thanos Endgame, is that bad? There's a purple Agatha Harkness Complex Incantation. Let's just stop here. Oh, here. I got an Imperius Rex. We'll just stop on Imperius Rex because he is awesome.
All right. I feel like you got a lot to go through, Ray.
I do. I'm going to hit the 50. I need 3 hot pools in order to get him champed.
All right. You let us know when you're ready, and then you let us know when you hit purples. And Craig and I will talk about football.
No, that doesn't work.
Oh, man.
No, my major problem is my Audacity apparently crashed again. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Oh, no.
But in any case, we'll do the 50 here.
What do we do?
My first one is a 4-star. Okay. We've got Reptile, Black King, Gore. Uh-oh, I hit the wrong button. I got a hot pool in there somewhere. I got a second hot pool. I got a third hot pool. An Agatha. Now it's just racking a fourth hot pool.
Wow.
It's just going through all the fours. 2 Nova. And yeah, I hit the fast forward button. So I'm just going through all the fours like you wouldn't believe. There's another Nova. I don't even know who half these people are anymore. Yondu, another Reptile, but there you go. I got a whole bunch, and I got some bonus shards as well. I don't know, man. Don't hit the fast forward button.
It seemed like you got at least 10.
I.
It seemed like you were really hitting quite a few there.
I really wish I could go through and see. Let's see, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8.
Okay.
And that will definitely get enough for my hot pool to be championed. So, hey, there you go. Did we lose Craig?
Nice.
Thanks then to the OG,
this guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. We broadcast this show alongside several other excellent podcasts. If you want to check out any of them, all the links are available to our various home pages on Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative, sir.
Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Truth.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Comment, suggestions, please fill up the police mailbag so we don't have to talk about giant tater tots no more.
Why? Why would you bring that up? Buffalo chicken, sour cream, cheddar.
Nope.
that nope. Mexican street corn potato, Craig.
If you'd like to go to our webpage and click on the Amazon banner, we will get some stuff. There's Halloween's coming up. Buy yourself some Halloween things. And then we can buy ourselves some Halloween things. that sounds fun. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, wear protection. Don't be another person infected with a symbiote. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.